Hi, aloha, and welcome to the Empowered Empath podcast. My name is Jennifer O'Neill.
And I'm Michelle Schneider, giving you a friendly reminder that if you like today's topic, to please give the video a like. And if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do that.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about negative mindsets, how to navigate them, how to have some different techniques, how to work through a negative mindset. Because of a couple different reasons. One, I just talked about this in my book two of the Empowered Empath series. And two, because we have a lot of changes coming up. We just talked about that on the other podcast. We have a lot of changes that people are going to have to learn how to navigate. We have a lot going on in 2025. But truthfully, I think that this particular subject is just a good life skill to have, because we are having a human experience. And at some point in time, we will all find ourselves just being in that frame of mind going, oh my gosh, you know, this is horrible. Is this going to get better? I'm tired of this. You know, that's just part of life.
I think we've all been there, you know, and I used to be really bad about just spiraling out of control with negativity. Like one little bad thing would happen and then everything was doom and gloom. And it just felt like my world was falling, you know, down around me. I do feel like I'm a little bit better at handling things these days, but I would always, you know, I need all the techniques and things that I could get.
Of course. And I think moving into right now, we're moving into the holidays, but it doesn't matter what time of year it is. Again, I think that learning more about it and having a system to work through it is always going to be helpful, right?
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about the five things that you really want to watch for and really want to pay attention to somewhat help avoid a negative mindset, but also in case you already accidentally got there, you're already there, then how to kind of navigate through it. And so the first thing I want to talk about is being in tune with your intuition. That's going to be a very preventative aspect, but also it's going to be a navigating technique as well. So it can work on both sides of the coin. If you're already there and fearful, it can be helpful. If you are not there yet and you want to be preventative, it can also be helpful. Tuning into your intuition as far as preventing something, like preventing the, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? The throwing you over the edge, the straw that broke the camel's back type of situation, is when you tune into your intuition, tune into your chest center, and you are paying attention to things energetically. You have more energetic awareness that will show you red flags. It will tend to speak up or give you a response to something that doesn't feel quite right. You can feel things coming. You can feel when you need to make a shift. You can feel when you need to make a change, or that your attention should be focused within a particular area that you might be ignoring. That's why it's very important as far as preventative stuff goes. If we're in the part where, okay, bypassed that, didn't pay attention, now we're already in the negative mindset, I still would like you to kind of observe that aspect of yourself, because while it's going to help you moving into the next tip that we're going to talk about, it also can show you how, oh, I did see that coming. I had some signs, some signals, some things that were definitely on my radar, some red flags, but I chose to ignore them. You know, I was just like, yeah, whatever. It will get better. This will blow over. You chose to ignore them. Now, that's not a fault that you should, like, you know, beat yourself up over if you did ignore something, but it's worth looking at so that you give your brain the knowledge that we don't want to do that again. Clearly, my intuition was in tune with something that I was unaware of with my brain. My brain was not like, oh, I should be aware of this. My intuition was like, hey, watch for this. Hey, pay attention. Wait a minute. Don't overlook this. And you're like, yeah, be quiet. You know? So we do that a lot. And when we get into a situation where we're trying to reframe a negative mindset or a situation, an event that happened, we got to a place where we're fearful or worried, I always go back and go, did I miss something here? Was there something I wasn't paying attention to? Because I want to know what that was that I might have missed. What were the intuitive hits? What were the signs and signals? Because I don't want to repeat that pattern again, number one. Yeah. Number two is you will also notice that typically there was signs and signals, meaning your intuitive emotions were aligned. They were in check. We just, again, tabled that and decided to ignore that. So I think it's important to realize if we ignored that and when. Does that make sense?
Question. So let's say we're in the thick of it of, just from a personal perspective, I feel like a lot of shifts and changes are coming my way, especially in like the career. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I know that they're coming. They make me a little nervous because I don't know, but does this mean that I need to start, you know, sometimes I feel like I do a little too much in trying to like micromanage the universe to like, do I need to be setting up all these plans? Like, how am I combating this? Like, okay, I know something is coming. Am I just like buckle up, prepare for impact, or do I need to be consciously like trying to get ahead of it?
So the first thing that I would do in that aspect is, and I will ask you, you can feel shifts and changes coming. That is a tongue twister.
It is. Yeah, that was hard.
What do they feel like? And this is a good like technique or lesson. I'm just having you work through it so other people who are listening can work through it. Do they feel large and just it feels expansive and big? Does it feel negative, like, ooh, nervousness, scary? Does it feel like curiosity? Like, describe the intuitive emotion behind it.
It does feel big. It feels more like it's going to be uncomfortable for a couple of months. Like, it's like there could be a little bit of rockiness until things get better. I do see it being positive all around, but it's just like, okay, the uncomfy bits make me a little nervous.
Okay, so the reason I wanted you to work through that is because I want you to pay attention to your particular verbiage, because if anybody's listening, you need to pay attention to your internal verbiage. The internal verbiage is going to be very important to what your intuition's trying to explain to you, the inner voice. So what you're saying is, yes, this feels like a large change and expansive. As a human having a humanistic experience, large changes feel scary. We are wired in essence. And I don't want to say wired. That's a terrible word. We are trained to believe that big things are scary because we've had all these experiences when we were younger all the way up to our ages where big things feel scary to us. It doesn't mean that they're negative. It just means that you have the, oh, this gives me nervousness. I'm unsure what to expect. And it's interesting how the brain will take nervousness and uncertainty and label it negatively, because the amount of experiences that you've had in your life that you had a big shift or change, or you did something that you really wanted to do that was very scary. I'm going to use it a very extreme example. Say you went skydiving or something, or you flew to another country, which was a really big deal to you.
Or and your own business when you never have done a business before.
Yeah. many times those experiences are actually very positive. For the most part, you will find that you've had more positive experiences with the unknown and the uncertainty than you've ever had negative, because you can almost count the major negative things on one or two hands. Like, you can go, yep, this happened, then this happened, then this happened. You have a very clear recollection because you keep it there in your brain to pull up on a Rolodex when you need to show yourself why you should be terrified of this new experience. So the amount of times that you had positive results from that is a lot. But the only thing that you remember about that is, oh yeah, that trip was amazing. You forget about all the anxiety and the unknown and the uncertainty moving forward. If you took a new job, you might be like, that was the best job I ever had. I love my job. So happy I have this job. But you might have forgotten that was very scary for you because you just left another job and you didn't know how this job was going to work out. So we tend to table and play down positive effects. And that's part of the issue when we get into a negative mindset. So that's where the intuition can be helpful. Feeling uncertain, feeling things of large, those are not indicators of something horrible happening. They're just not. They are indicators of something expansive happening, change happening, growth happening. And when we can't put that in a category and say, okay, well, this belongs to this change. This feeling belongs to this event in the future. Then we're nervous. We're very apprehensive because we can't put an event or a change or a shift to the emotion. And our body constantly wants to match emotions with events and experiences. It's constantly, the brain is always trying to put the two together. The spiritual body is not always trying to put the two together. The spiritual body wants you to ride the wave of excitement and ride the wave of uncertainty and have more trust there. When you get the brain involved and our personalities and our belief system involved, we need to match everything. So that is where that problem comes in. If your intuition was truly trying to say, hey, this thing is that is coming up next year is, you know, is not going to be so good. The way that intuitive senses work is you might get like not a feeling of doom and gloom, I guess I would say, but like of tightness or, oh yeah, something's not right. Something feels off. Something's not right. If you have that feeling, that something feels off, then you want to explore that a little bit further, but you can do that with your intuition. You can go, okay, the way I'm navigating through this life situation or this experience really feels off to me. What's my alternative? Then you start looking for options. You start looking for alternatives. But that is exactly my point of why you want to be in tune to your intuition and how that can be helpful to veer you away from a negative mindset or help you navigate a negative mindset. Because if there was something that felt off, there's again another reason you're getting that intuitive hit. You're getting it so you can look for alternatives. Typically, the way the universe works is if you're going to get an intuitive hit that something feels off, it's typically going to provide you another solution. But unless you're in tune with your intuition, you're not going to look for that solution. You're not going to be, oh, here's something I should probably do. Matching the emotion with the event or experience, we're going to be like, why is this here? I don't really need to know about that. Like, is this doing me any good? You're going to blow past everything. You're going to bypass the intuitive hit that maybe there might be an issue coming, and you're going to bypass the possible solution that's also presents itself to help you avoid something like that. So yes, you want to kind of go deeper into that, but understand that intuitive hits that feel large, expansive, changing, those are not negative. Uncertain, yeah. Those are not negative typically. And we're going to get into what you do with that uncertainty also as we move down the line. So the second component to navigating a negative mindset is going to be the emotional component, which we're talking about, is when you're tuning into your intuition, whether you're already experiencing the negative mindset or not, you have to put the emotional component aside, because the emotional component uses history. So your brain will pull up this Rolodex of things to match this emotion. So what I mean by that is, let's say you had this intuitive hit, makes you uncertain. So then your body's like, ooh, uncertain, scary. And so now I'm feeling nervous. Now your brain is going to go to the next thing. It has to match an event or an experience with that scary feeling, that nervousness. And when it tries to match that, it doesn't have any future experience knowledge, the brain. Yeah. It is a Rolodex of information from history. So now it's going to go back in your history. It's going to sort through everything in a millisecond, and it's going to find the last thing or the most prominent thing that made you feel scared, nervous, or fearful because you're uncertain. So it wasn't that the event and experience thing that you're having right now or in the future might be an issue. It's because you went from this feels weird and different to, ooh, I don't like feeling weird or different, and that makes me nervous, to let's find a place in history that matches this. Oh my gosh, this could happen again. Are we going to repeat this? That was horrible. I hated that. It made me feel awful. So now we're searching for an experience that's already happened to match that feeling. Does that make sense? So yeah. Then the brain starts rolling with it. Now we're like, oh yeah, then this could happen, and that could be similar in this way, and this could then unfold. And then that was such a horrible experience. We just start spinning, and we start allowing this emotional component to take over.
Yeah.
We absolutely do not allow the emotional component to take over, because that's where we will spin ourselves into nothingness, you know, like, we're not going to do ourselves any good at that point. It's similar to, like, if there's emergency situations, the calmer head prevails. We have to be able to think through things. If you're in a negative mindset, the calmer head has to prevail. You have to pull yourself out of the negativity and look for probable outcomes that might be on the positive side, which we're going to get into. More often than not, you will find when you're in a negative mindset, you're not typically there the majority of the time because of something that's happening negatively at that moment in time. That's more of a rare occurrence. People think that that's a large occurrence, but it's not. We're typically in a negative mindset for fear of negative probable outcomes. It's not because we're in a situation that's negative typically. But even if you are, some of the things that we work through here is still going to be helpful. Say you are in a negative experience right now. Now we need to pull our emotions back, and we need to see some other things from a clearer standpoint that allows emotions not to fog our intuitive senses about how to navigate forward and how not to fog the next thing that we're going to talk about, which is aligning your thoughts energetically. When we are navigating through our life experience, it's very important that you learn to work within the energetic ecosystem. Again, that's something I talk about in the empath books. But you want to learn how to align your thoughts more energetically, because the way that we're trained is we're trained to align our thoughts with facts and history. So facts meaning all the other things that people experience that said, well, if you do this enough times, you know, like jump off a roof, these main people are going to break their leg, you know. So there's, again, history involved. We're dealing with a lot of experiences that have already happened. That's where the facts come from. And facts are based on your history. And so that then becomes where you start to align your thoughts with. And because the negative thinking is the scariest stuff, they become the most dominant frequency. Therefore, you can see the snowball rolling downhill and gaining momentum. So You want to retrain your belief system and understand how to work more with your energetic body and not your physical body and your mindset and in the brain and how it compartmentalizes. That's more of a way to navigate survival life techniques, like, you know, food and things of that nature. When it comes to quality of life, you want to be able to tune into your energetic body, your spiritual body, again, your intuitive senses, all of these things. And then we want to align with how that thought process works. How do we navigate things from a more spiritual aspect? We do that by understanding there are a whole bunch of energetic rules. If you want to learn more about that, I've written a whole book on it, the Universal Laws book. And then we want to give our brain knowledge to have something new to compartmentalize and new to pull from, so that when we start having these experiences, these intuitive hits, these emotional feelings, our brain doesn't always go to the negative history, which would be the dominant frequency there. We've now given it knowledge based on these new energetic components of how things actually work and move and create your ultimate reality. And giving the brain knowledge, such as maybe reading that book or learning more about universal laws in general, laws of attraction, all of these things, laws of resistance, it allows the brain to help you to navigate through probable outcomes that might be positive, because we can now see how we have control. And also there's a whole energetic set of rules that helps us to change things for the better out there. And we're not here just to have horrible experiences over and over and over and over again, you know, but sometimes it can feel that way when you're in that negative mindset, or you've had a lot of events that just feel emotionally draining. It can feel that way, but that's not why we're here. You know, we're not meant to navigate through life and going, gosh, glad I'm out now. That was really horrible experience. You know, that's like not the purpose behind it.
Well, I've just been trying to like remind myself that, you know, everything kind of like the universe's like plan, in the design of it all is so perfect in a way where it doesn't always feel good. But like, I was reminded of that yesterday. It was such a silly example, but I had an appointment and I was like, I really can't do this appointment today. But if I canceled, I would have got a fine. And I was just like, took a moment. I was just trying to gather myself. And then like the next thing you know, I go to check my phone and the lady canceled. And yes. I was like, oh my God. I was like, yes. That was so perfect. Now, it wasn't great for her because she was sick, but I was like, the universe.
That happens to me all the time. If I wake up and I am like, oh, this client load is too big, or I wish my clients were starting like an hour later. Every time somebody will reschedule, they will cancel. Yes.
And so like that silly little example was like, it even made me feel better about, you know, like knowing all these changes are coming. And yeah, it's probably going to be uncomfortable, but like how perfect is the universe's design that it's all going to work out? And yeah, it might not be great for a little while, but I really just need to trust that everything
Well, that's the key. That's the key to shifting a negative mindset, because the universe is choreographed so beautifully that it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And where we kind of cause the universe problems is through our own resistance and our own need and desire to micromanage. Mm-hmm. And this need and desire to micromanage comes from the uncertainty and the unknown. We want to be able to navigate how that looks. You know, we want to have some control there. You don't get it by going to a fear-based mindset. However, you can have a way more control than you've ever had in your entire life by learning to acknowledge the laws, the universal laws, and learning as much as you can about them. That's why I went into such a deep dive in the book. Learning just everything that you can, how it works, how things get blocked, where the resistance comes in, because we're the ones that cause ourselves the most issues. And the universe goes, yeah, you're causing yourself a lot of issues, and that's not really what you want. You actually want this. So we're going to help you get there because you're really not listening to me. And then we're like, oh my gosh, what is happening? This is changing. Why is this changing? I have had a few clients that have had that this happen where they've had a huge shift in their life and they just went into a meltdown. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is literally everything you asked for. Like, it's handing it to you on a platter and you're going, never mind, I don't want this. And they were like, wait a minute. Oh, this is, but it was still new territory.
Yeah.
And the new territory scares everybody, but the new territory is also good. So you would want to train yourself to start remembering some of the scariest things you've ever done the first time you did them, or some of your most fond memories that might've been very scary, but you did it anyways and went, wow, that was so cool. You would have never got to experience those things, but they don't highlight because fear is the scariest thing. So we want to stay away from it. So they become dominant. So yeah, learning how to align your thoughts more appropriately when it comes to life experience and why we're here and our spiritual bodies and our purpose means learning how to understand how the spiritual energy works, how our purpose works, how we're supposed to be navigating through life, how we navigate through life in the spirit realm, how all the other things navigate through their life experience, animals, plants, the earth, all of it. It's all done energetically. Because we haven't learned this from school or our parents, in most cases, we have a large component missing of how we live a better quality of life. So just learn about it. Teach yourself. Read. Understand it. Adapt a perspective that is more aligned with who you are on a spiritual and physical level, because if you weren't spiritual, your physical would not exist. Start to learn those rules. Start to learn how those operate. Start to learn that fact base of stuff, you know, the rules, how those work. Don't go off a history. And then I don't like the history thing anyways, for several different reasons. One, a lot of people will be like, so-and-so did this and that happened. Well, that's a whole different person with whole different choices that never did the same things you did. That can't even apply to you, number one. And then it's like, well, that happened to me 10 years ago. Well, were you in the same place 10 years ago? Because you weren't. You weren't in the same, you didn't have the same knowledge. You weren't in the same place emotionally. You weren't in the same place maturity-wise. You just were not in the same place. Did you learn something from that? Which you most likely did if you use these techniques correctly. You learned how to be better. You learned how you missed something. You learned how to do something differently. You learned something to enhance your life experience. With every negative experience I've ever had in my life, I've always learned something. It's always got me to either a better place in life, such as a move or, you know, a new job or whatever. It's gotten me, it's navigated me somewhere better. Or I learned such valuable stuff from that, that it helped me enhance my quality of life. And that's another thing that you need to realize when you're working with a negative mindset is there's reasons that negativity does happen in our life. We need to recognize those reasons. You're probably not going to see it at the time. In fact, I wouldn't expect you to, but maybe, you know, weeks later, months later, even years later, you're going, oh, now that I'm emotionally more detached and I don't feel emotionally traumatized from it, I can see from that standpoint how this improved this aspect of my life, how I made this change for the better. You know, even with health stuff, I've seen people have really severe health things that happen to them. It might be a heart issue, might be a stroke, might be who knows what.
Stomach paralysis.
Yeah, stomach paralysis. But you then improve your quality of life based upon that. you know, you change things, you have a better life experience. So we can't be so angry at all the negative things that might be your highlights on your fear reel, you know?
Yeah.
This fear and worry reel, they may be highlights for a reason. They might have brought more purpose to what you did in changing things. Which brings us to the number four, which is to look for purpose in all things. Look for purpose in the negative experiences that you've had. Look for it. Go back. If you're like, oh, I'm so scared this is going to happen to me again, look back and go, yeah, but what did you learn from this? What happened that improved your life experience? And I can tell you, if you're like, nope, absolutely nothing good came from that whatsoever, I don't care what you say, then most likely you are ignoring something, or you didn't shift anything in your life as a result of experiencing that. You continued to do the same thing over and over and over again, because typically those are catalysts to going, stop beating your head against a wall. Let's choose a new direction now. So we're not doing that anymore. And then you just go find a new wall and, you know, continue the process. That's probably what happens if you just are like, no, didn't happen.
I'd say like all of the most negative things that I can think of in my life that have happened, I've always gotten some sort of like aha moment after I've learned something incredible. They are your biggest teachers, I think. They teach you about yourself. So if you are repeating cycles, then I think it's probably just, wouldn't that just mean that it's bringing up the fact that you haven't learned your lesson a little bit and you're, you know, it's calling.
Well, then that's the other thing too. If we do have catalysts in our chart that would cause us to experience a negative experience, and it was a catalyst that was put there by you prior to birth, and you don't shift or change anything, and then it keeps repeating itself in your life, it's repeating itself because you're not shifting and changing anything in regards to that. You are using the same pattern, the same technique, the same coping mechanism over and over and over again. And so then you're just going to repeat this pattern over and over again. So you need to stop that and then shift something. Otherwise, you will continue to have that catalyst show up over and over again. It's not just going to disappear. It's not going to be like, oh, they messed up that one. They never learned anything. Yeah, let's just keep going. It's not going to work like that. Usually, if you have a catalyst in your chart, it's a very specific experience that you are going to try to learn something from or work through within this life experience. So the catalyst will just move.
Yeah.
You know, there'll be other ones that will mimic that. And if that's you, which is why you're like, yep, that's exactly why I have the negative mindset. Well, then now we're in a situation where you're not learning from it. You're not shifting anything from it. You're just figuring out how to repeat it over and over again. So you want to look for purpose. You want to look for purpose in anything that feels fearful. So let's just say in your situation, you know, what would be the purpose of something big coming? And I could answer this really well, but because I want people to work through this, I'm going to ask you, what do you feel like the purpose behind that would be?
Of the major shift?
Yes. You see it coming. You don't know what it is. It's like uncharted territory. But there's a purpose and a reason that a shift and change is coming. What do you think it is?
Well, I feel like it's to put me more on my path of like what I'm supposed to do in this lifetime. Because, and now I don't know why I'm getting emotional. But I know that because like the stuff I'm not super shy about it. The stuff that I'm doing for some of my clients, I have no passion for. I feel like it's a waste of my time. I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, and that is just the most draining thing to spend all your time doing something that you don't care about.
So you feel the purpose is to, say it again,
to put me on my path.
Okay. So now what have you been desiring
Which part?
Yeah. What have you been desiring that would cause a catalyst to put you on your path? What have you wanted to change in your life?
Well, are you talking about what client I want to go away?
No. Or... Well, let's not go there.
I don't want to go there.
What desire? What change are you desiring in your life? What I want, have you been desiring for a year or two or whatever?
I want to be more so in the spiritual line of work.
Okay, so here we go. So you've had this thought process and this internal desire to change something in your life to move more towards the spiritual realm.
Yes.
Now you can feel this large catalyst coming.
Yes.
And you feel the purpose behind it is to put you on your path.
Yes.
Do you see how those string together?
Yeah.
Because for other people who are on the podcast trying to work through it, you have to realize that typically the way, I mean, you were talking about the universe being perfectly choreographed. There's usually change and shifting happening. There's usually those catalysts that you can feel coming with your intuitive senses because you have told the universe, I need more of this in my life. I want this, or I need this to stop happening, or whatever it is. I mean, just whoever's out there, yeah. You know, I need this change or shift. So we internally desire it. In fact, the client I was talking about that recently had a meltdown, that was literally, she had this deep desire to change a very specific thing in her life. And it happened. But it happened without her doing it. So basically it was a shift from one job to another type of situation, yeah. But it happened to her and then sheer panic. And it's like, well, wait a minute. This is what you've been desiring literally for like a year or two, right? And you desired more time and you desired to see your family. So there was all these components that she had desired. Same as you, you've been desiring to go into more of the spiritual line of work. So then you can feel it coming like this giant wave, like you can feel it, but it feels very scary and uncertain because your brain can't put an imagery or an experience to what you see coming. It's not like an event that's planned or like a book release or any of those things. So you don't have anything to grasp onto image wise or experience wise. And so then that uncertainty feels good. That's why you want to go deeper into it and go, yeah, but it doesn't feel good. And then we need to pay more attention to our thoughts. And that's what brings us into the number five, which is connecting the dots all back to history. So when you have something that you're experiencing that might be uncertain or fearful or whatever, you want to go back to the history and then be more directive as far as where we're going. So you want to connect the dots. You want to go back there, go, oh, okay. I've been having this thought. Or for instance, another example would be somebody who maybe hates their job or like somebody working construction or whatever, and it's taking a toll on their body. And maybe they had a layoff of some sort. You know, those are very scary, huge catalysts. Maybe those people were supposed to have switched jobs many, many times and they didn't, and they had opportunity or they didn't. They just were getting more depressed or more like hating to go to work. And then they could just feel their frequency going down and then they get laid off. Well, that's an opportunity for them to then find a better job for their body, a better job for their passion. And who knows what that might be, because in all of us as individuals need to figure out where's our happy place in this. Like if we had the opportunity now, because the universe said you weren't paying attention, so kick them to the curb. And then they'll pay attention. Then they have to pick a direction. They have to take action, you know, Stop this torture, stop this thing that they're doing over and over again. And then let them choose from like a clean slate, you know, that type of thing. Again, the way the universe works is there's always going to be opportunities presented. But if you're so scared that you're paralyzed with fear, you're not going to see them. And you're not going to take the opportunity to move forward, which is the directive purpose aspect. And so with the directive purpose aspect, after you kind of go connect the dots and go, okay, I can see what my thought process might have been here. Maybe it's you weren't even thinking about spiritual work. Maybe that wasn't even what was on your radar. But maybe the clients that you particularly had were just taking such a toll on you and they were so draining that you were like, God, I don't want to feel this way every day though. Like, I don't want to go to work and feel the pressure. I don't want to go to work and feel just icky because I have to argue with clients. I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying that maybe that was an experience you were having. And so the universe, you just weren't leaving it. And this was going on for 2 or 3 years. And the universe goes, okay, she's not going to make a change. Let's shift it for her. That client's going to go away. Yeah.
When I was starting my own business, because I was kind of dragging my feet. Also, we were just entered into a pandemic. So that was like not the best timing. But when my boss was basically like, you're done at the end of this month. And I just immediately wanted to throw up. It was like, well, if you're not going to make a decision, the universe is going to make it for you.
So it is going to make it for you. And that's
really pushing me.
That's why we want to pay attention to the intuition aspect. So we need to understand where was our mental thought process, where was our energy aligned with. Then we need to go forward and use it directional and with purpose. So say you feel the catalyst coming. Now we get to the directional purpose part. You feel it coming. That's when you would want to start allowing your hopes and dreams of what you see coming to guide the universe, or I call it, you want to put your order in. So you want to put your order into the universe and say, you know, I would like some type of salad. And see, we're not being descriptive, but we want some type of salad, maybe a soup, and then a pasta entree. Then we allow the universe to go, here's this soup that you love, and this salad we really think you're going to like, and this is the best pasta entree you'll ever see. So we're giving some direction, but we're not micromanaging the dish that the universe is serving up. Right.
I think, So to connect this sort of to my situation, because I think if people were listening and they were like, oh, well, that sounds amazing. You're going to be put on your life path. Well, that sounds fantastic. It's the money, because it's like all of my income comes from my clients. So then it's like, okay, if all of that goes away, that's a little scary. So it's like, now I need to redirect my thoughts into, you know, I will be compensated well for whatever.
Well, the other thing is that doesn't mean that client money is going away. See, that's where everybody gets messed up, because you don't know that that's what's going to happen. You don't know that client money is going to go away. And you don't know that even if it did go away, there wasn't some other opportunity that is the big catalyst to what you're feeling.
Yeah. I don't think it's all, but it's like, there is one client that makes up 50% of my income. And that's the scary part.
But again, you don't know that that is released without your desire to have that release. Yeah. You don't know that you don't have another opportunity coming that allows you to go, you know what? I think I'm ready to let this particular client go. You don't know that.
Yeah.
And that's where our fear comes in. And then we start Rolodexing through information that will match the scariest scenario. Yes. Right? I don't see that client just going away for you. That's my point, is like, you're in a very different version. Typically when I work with clients with money issues and they're worried about those things going away, or they're worried about a relationship ending. It's interesting how often when I'm doing readings that I don't see the money flow or the loved one going away without them saying, you know what? I'm kind of done with this. I see that at least 50% of the time or more, that they have a very large say in, they're just tired, exhausted, done. They just want that to end for them. But when they come to me, they're so fearful that it's going to end without their going, you know what? I'm ready for this to end. So to be in your situation, that that would be where the automatic mindset would go to, that you, your client would go away and you wouldn't be ready for that to happen mentally or money-wise, financially. That's not always the case. In fact, I would say, again, that's rarely the case. More often than not, you're prepared and you get a say-so in those relationships or money flows ending.
Yeah.
And like, for instance, what you were talking about with your other job, where maybe you got let go or whatever.
It was such a weird, because it wasn't like a firing. Like we were, I mean, like I had worked for the guy for like 10 years. We were on good terms. He knew that my heart wasn't in it. And he was basically saying, you're done. Like, but it wasn't.
But then money came in to fill that gap fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And how quickly did it come in?
I mean, by the time I was done, I was very comfortable because I had a new something.
And that's my point exactly, is then again, you have these experiences where maybe money is a worry and but that can't dictate what's happening. You have to be more curious about the purpose of the whole situation than you are about putting weight into the money. Now, to be fair, money is very scary to navigate, but it's very scary when it feels like it's going to be taken away from you. But because money's energetic, we need to be open to the possibility of all the other avenues away in which it can flow into our lives and not be so focused upon the money flow that we had. If you think of all the different money flows you've had in your life and all the different ways money's flown into your life, just came in since you've been able to make money, it's an astronomical amount of energy pathways that it has flown into your life. Yet every time that one tends to feel nervously going away, we don't think that the other ones can amplify or new ones can come in. It's always moving through our life. And that's where this being directive with purpose is important, because what you want to do is, if you're in the fearful place or in a place where you're anticipating something fearful, making you nervous, then you want to be directive with your thoughts. You want to just detach the negative emotion, and you want to sit with what's your best probable outcome, what feels the best to you. And you want to do this over and over and over again. You want to do it at night. You want to do it in the morning. You want to do it every single time that you think about it. You go, okay, the best probable outcome, I'm going to use you for an example, would be that you get an influx of money or clientele in the spiritual realm that just is so exciting and so overwhelming that you can no longer service the other clients you don't like to service anymore. It just doesn't make sense. And that feels good to you. It feels good to you to have more control over your day-to-day, because with client work, you have to be on their schedule. It feels good to you to have this freedom of being able to have more say-so over your schedule. It feels good to you to have money flow that matches that, because I do know that you have other streams of income that could absolutely amplify to match that experience and that emotion. Now we're dealing with universal laws. The universe is going, oh, okay, she's feeling good about this. That raises your vibrational frequency. Let's send her more that, you know? And so even if someone did, you know, maybe get laid off or lose an income stream, how about other ways that the income streams can amplify? How about you go, wow, this could be an opportunity. You know, that would be the verbiage I would use from here on out to adjust your negative mindset. This could be an opportunity, and start looking for it. How could this be an opportunity? How could this unfold for you in an opportunistic way? What is your best probable outcome? How does that feel? You know, so
yeah,
this could be your opportunity to live a better life experience at this point in time. And I'm going to leave it with that. Do you have anything to add? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. No, I think that, I mean, it all makes sense. And I am excited. I'm just impatient. And, you know, I just want to know what's
okay. Impatience is a whole nother show.
We'll have to put that on the list.
So like and subscribe if you want to get into Michelle's impatience.
You know, I've never been good at patience. But I also want to take a quick moment to remind, if people have questions, you know, if there's things that they want to ask about, please leave those in the comments. Yes. If there's any questions that have come up from this conversation.
Absolutely. Post questions below. We'd love your comments. We do see them. I have been extremely busy, by the way, getting that book 2 out. So if I haven't replied to them, that is why. I will try to get to them as soon as possible.
And tell everybody, book 2 is set to, is it beginning of the year?
It's December 31st, which is perfect because it's the beginning of next year and I have so many techniques in there. It's ridiculous. So I will put the link below that if you would like to pre-order, now's the time to do so. I've just got that out to the editor and it's filled with such valuable information when it comes to this energetic stuff. Not to mention my Universal Laws books out there if you want to deep dive into getting a better energetic mindset. But the empath books are structured around the energetic mindsets and learning how that works and navigating your lifestyle more from an energetic perspective instead of a physical based perspective, which most of us cannot live that way, you know? So, and book 2 has a ton of techniques in it. Yeah. All right. So until next time, you want to
just if you like today's content, please give the video a like and subscribe if you haven't already.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Have the most amazing day. Aloha. Bye.
Bye.